USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 20,000 jobs last month. Now, economists were expecting right around 180,000 jobs. President Trump, though, is downplaying that report. Outside the White House, he spoke about the overall economy.
The unemployment rate just went lower. We're down now to 3.8%, so we had very good news in that. I think the big news really was that wages went up.
The president says it's tough to take in the scene as he visits the tornado-ravaged Lee County, Alabama. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were given an aerial view from his Marine One helicopter. Jake Patterson, the Wisconsin man charged with kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss after killing her parents, is reportedly set to plead guilty. Patterson wrote a letter to a reporter at a news station in Minnesota saying he has huge amounts of remorse for his crime and he plans on pleading guilty to them. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Friday is International Women's Day. The theme of the 111th annual celebration is Balance for Better. Events are scheduled all around the world for women small business owners. President Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, joins ABC's The View to talk about Women's Day.
Women are thriving. We're working really hard on policies to benefit American women. This is the first ever umbrella approach, an all-of-government approach to saying we know it is smart to invest in women in the developing world.
A court rules in favor of asylum seekers looking to come to the United States. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A federal appeals court says asylum seekers in the U.S. should be able to go to court to appeal a rejection. The ruling by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals broadens constitutional protections for illegal immigrants, opening the way for some to stay in this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Nathan Lagka started his first company in his Virginia Tech dorm room at the age of 20. Within 4 years, he'd hired 40 people and grew the company to $5 million in sales. He walked away from a $6.5 million acquisition offer from that company when he was 23 years old. Lagka is author of a new book titled How to Be a Capitalist Without Any Capital, and one of the things he discusses in that book is why sometimes you need to be willing to work smarter. I asked him what it means to work smarter.
Well, I think what a lot of people do is they set goals, and it's so dangerous to set goals. Where people build wealth, and how I've built wealth over the past 10 years, I'm 29 today, so this started back in college, was I focused on building systems, not goals. And you see these systems in the book as I stack them on page 123. You see systems I use to launch my podcast, The Top Entrepreneurs. Now it has 10 million downloads, there's a lot of revenue, but it's important to think in systems, not goals.
All right, well, you mentioned your podcast. So in that podcast, you interviewed CEOs. And what is there a common thread when you're doing these interviews with the CEO that each of these CEOs has, whether that's a skill, whether that's a trait or a characteristic?
Well, Tim, it's just really any founder of a company, and I have them on, and I have to tell you, this is, you know, I'm not very popular. I think I'm the most sued podcaster, and the reason is, Tim, I hit these founders really hard. I mean, I asked them, what's your revenue? How many customers do you have? What was your valuation on your last round of funding if you raised capital?
You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.